tremendous season.
We here at Graff work every day to earn your business and offer quality vehicles at a great price. And even more importantly, superior service after the sale.
This month, you can enjoy savings of up to $13,800 on remaining 17 Chevys on the lot.
Take 20% off all remaining 2017 Malibu, Cruze, and Trax models as well.
And if you currently have points on your GM card, you can save even more on top of that 20%.
Don't qualify for GM employee pricing? No worries. Everyone this month qualifies for this on every 2017 Chevy here at Graff.
And that means you can save thousands on your new Chevy car, truck, or SUV.
If you haven't been to our used lot, give us a shot. We will save you time and money and get you into a quality vehicle.
Stop into Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky today. And one more thing.
Go Eagles!
Apsey Funeral Home of Deckerville has helped area families to connect and to honor and remember loved ones for almost four decades. Services include many opportunities for families to learn, share, and remember. They offer both free advanced planning guidance and 24/7 online grief support. Their website features a straightforward discussion of cremation and burial options and a frank look at bait-and-switch cremation price advertising. Apsey Funeral Home of Deckerville proudly supports the entire community and wishes the Deckerville Eagles the best of luck in today's championship game.
You're listening to the WLU Sports postgame show as the Deckerville Eagles fall short by just a mere 2 points, 32-30, as Central Lake comes out and scores with 2 minutes and 49 seconds left in regulation for the go-ahead score. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this point?
Spangler started the scoring in the first quarter with a five-yard run. Central Lake led early, 8-0. Zach Ostrowski in the same quarter caught a 12-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Kineth. 8-8 was your score at the end of the first quarter. On a fourth down and nine play from midfield, Jace Hoogerhide catches a 49-yard touchdown pass from Mortensen. Take the lead 14-8 over Deckerville. Brendan Hanley rumbles in from 1 yard away later in that quarter. Two-point conversion, good. Deckerville takes the lead 16-14. And late in the first half, Kenton Bowerman on a wheel route catches a 31-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Kineth. 24-14, Deckerville would lead by 10 at the half. In the third quarter, Papineau rumbles in from 1 yard away. 24-20, Deckerville was still lead. Later in the third quarter, Wyatt Janowak hauls in a 21-yard touchdown reception. Deckerville extends their lead 30-20. And at the end of the third quarter, Spangler rumbles in from 2 yards away. Two-point conversion, no good. Deckerville would still be leading 30-26 end of the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, very late in the fourth quarter, Mortensen rolls in from 6 yards away. Two-point conversion, no good. And that would be your final as Central Lake Trojans claims their first state championship in their first season in eight-player football, 32-30 over the Deckerville Eagles.
You take a look at the offensive stats for the Deckerville Eagles. They end up with 324 yards on 63 plays, 49 rushes for 198 yards, 14 passing attempts, 5 completions for Isaac Kineth, and 3 touchdowns for 126 yards. Leading the rushing attack, Kenton Bowerman, 19 carries, 85 yards. Cole Rumzik, 18 carries, 66 yards. And Brendan Hanley, 8 carries for 43 yards. Isaac Kineth, 5 for 14 for 126 yards. Those three touchdowns to Ostrowski, Bowerman, and Janowak. Ostrowski, that was his only completion, 12 yards there. Kenton Bowerman, 3 for 3 in passing for 93 total yards and a score. And then Wyatt Janowak, 1 for 6 in completions for 21 yards. He had good coverage on him, but that 21-yard reception was a touchdown. Three penalties on offense, a block in the back, and two false starts for the Deckerville Eagles. One of those, the block in the back, negated the go-ahead score, which would have been the game-winning score, but pushed Deckerville back to the 20-yard line. They could not convert. For the offense of Central Lake, 60 rushing attempts, 309 yards on that. 5 pass attempts for 137 yards altogether. 65 plays, 446 yards altogether. Grant Papineau, fullback, 29 carries, 172 yards, and one score for him. And then you take a look at Spangler, the other running back for them in the backfield. Two scores for him, 19 carries, 109 yards, and the quarterback, Gavin Mortensen, 12 carries, 28 yards. Mortensen through the air, 3 for 5 for 137 yards and one score. A 49-yard strike, which went into the hands of Hoogerhide. He had two receptions for a total of 76 yards. And then Papineau, a 61-yard reception as well on top of that. Dave Hansen, heck of a ball game. The time possession as close as we could get. Central Lake, 24 minutes, 6 seconds. Deckerville, 23 minutes, 54 seconds.
Well, we come all the way up here hoping to see an excellent football game. And I think we can all admit that for, it was four quarters of back-and-forth football. Very emotional. At first, you thought, oh, Central Lake's going to just tear us apart. And then Deckerville takes the 10-point lead at the half. Still leads at the end of the third quarter. Back-and-forth ball game in that third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, is more of the same. And you know, the team that had the ball last didn't necessarily win in this situation, but it's a tough loss for Deckerville. They played very, very well. That defense gave up 446 yards of offense. You would have told me that. I would have thought this game was totally out of reach as they were outgained by over 100 yards, but there's more to it than that. They recovered a fumble. Their special teams was absolutely exceptional. They were 4 or 5 on two-point conversions. They did everything else they needed to do to win this ball game. They had a chance, but down the stretch, Central Lake made the play they needed to make, scored, and their defense stood tall, especially with an impressive pass deflection in the end zone on Wyatt Janowak. I know if Deckerville is in a pinch like that, but in one-on-one coverage, they'll take their chances that Wyatt Janowak hauls that pass in. Again, in my opinion, a little underthrown, and Hoogerhide was able to knock it down. But a fantastic ball game, very impressive run yet again for Deckerville. I know you and I talked before the season started with Deckerville losing all those seniors they had last year. That was an awesome class. We just thought there was no way we'd be back here again. So it goes to show you how impressive the coaching staff is, the program that Deckerville has, the support they have, not only from their players in the school, but from their fans and the parents. You see, it was a nice turnout by them. It was really, really impressive. And there's a few names that are going to graduate from this team that were very important in today's run. You know, there's a lot of players, seniors on this team that have back-to-back runner-up state championships, and that's very impressive. But they have a couple big names coming back next year, and I think this team could be very competitive in the near future.
Deckerville says goodbye to 9 graduating seniors, including their tight end and safety, Ostrowski, Zachary Ostrowski, a 6'2", 140-pound senior. Cole Rumzik, running back, defensive end, was actually slated to be the quarterback, but he wanted to run the ball instead, so that's how Isaac Kineth got the starting position as a sophomore. Cole Rumzik, 6 foot, 170 pounds. Kenton Bowerman, running back, safety as well. 5 foot, 650 pounds. First year coming out and playing football because he made a bet with Cruz Ibarra that if Cruz made 10 threes last season in basketball, Kenton Bowerman would come out and play football. He made a three in his last game for his 10th of the season. Bowerman comes out and makes a huge impact for this season for Deckerville.
A huge impact. I'll put it this how big the impact was. Kenton Bowerman's not on his team. They're not here, and we're not here either. That's the kind of impact Kenton Bowerman made, and he had a very nice season.
Chase Patello, defensive tackle, outside linebacker, 5'8", 175 pounds, senior. Wyatt Janowak, tight end, linebacker, 6'4", 255 pounds, senior for him. Cole Hewitt, defensive tackle, 5'7", 160 pounds, senior. Brendan Hanley, fullback, 6'1", 150 pounds, senior. Samson Lamb, 5'7", 150 pounds senior. Didn't see a lot of playing time, but very critical out there as well. And then Anthony Ravello, number 78, guard, 6'1", 240 pounds senior. Some big names there, but we have some big names coming back, including Cruz Ibarra. He's only a junior. Isaac Kineth, he's a sophomore. And you have a lot of good names coming back on this team. Curtis Vogel, he's a junior only. Justin Trigger, Travis Trigger. A lot of good names.
Right. Jeff Stone, a junior, he caught the two-point conversion pass, all 6 foot, 180 pounds. To me, though, you have your sophomore quarterback coming back, and Cruz Ibarra, hopefully he can get healthy and help lead this team on a run. You have two very important guys on offense, but you see what happens if your offensive line doesn't play well, what happens. We'll see how they revamp that offensive line, and we know that as important as Bowerman and Ibarra and Janowak and some of these guys are on offense, They were here because of how well they played defense, and that NCTL was a very tough division this year. I think it only helped Deckerville along the way. Coach Brown mentioned in the pregame interview how important that loss was to Morris, how important that game was, and how that team fueled off that. And playing better competition is good for